lumen ad revelationem gentium et gloriam plebis tuae Israel. A light for the revelation of the Gentiles and for the glory of thy people, Israel. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Very dear faithful, 40 days have passed since the birth of our Lord. 40 days is also the ritual period of waiting under the Mosaic law, before a woman who had given birth had to visit the temple and offer a sacrifice for her purification. Only after this was she allowed to worship regularly in the temple. God had decreed to his chosen people that they were to offer a lamb as a sacrifice and a pigeon or a turtle dove as a sin offering. Moreover, every firstborn son belonged to God after birth and had to be bought back for a price. God had put these laws in place as a pedagogical tool for his chosen people. They had to recognize in them his suzerainty in every detail over life and death. If we look at the spirit of these laws, then it is obvious that Our Lady did not need to follow them. She was a virgin before, during, and after the birth of our Lord, completely free of sin. Her firstborn son was conceived of the Holy Spirit and not of man. So under the conditions of the Mosaic law, she had not become ritually unclean and therefore did not need to follow the ceremonies of ritual purification. In conceiving and giving birth to our Lord, she had always remained pure and spotless. Moreover, her firstborn son is no less than the Son of God, the same God who gave the chosen people the law through Moses. If anything, her purity is increased by carrying sanctity himself in her womb. Therefore, if it were not by obedience, how could it be conceivable that she buy back her son? Clearly, it was the will of God that Our Lady and his son obey the precepts of a law under whose jurisdiction they fell. When we look closely at the details of the life of our Lord, we can be sure of one thing. God's ways are not man's ways. As St. Paul said, what we think of as foolishness on the part of God is a wisdom unattainable by the highest faculties of man. It was said of our Lord before his crucifixion that he had kept all the commandments of the Mosaic law perfectly. He himself had said that he came to fulfill the law and not to tear it down. Therefore, it is not surprising that Our Lady and Our Lord submitted to the divine plan that God the Father had for them. Already, our Lord had respected the decree on the census when he was born in Bethlehem. Even before that, Saint Joseph and Our Lady were legally married under the law so as to safeguard Our Lady's fruitful virginity from the eyes of the people. The obedience to the Mosaic law was no more than a continuation of the fiat that Our Lady declared to the Archangel Gabriel. For more than 30 years, only the shepherds, the magi, and a few of the Jewish people would know who our Lord were. When our Lord stood up to preach in the synagogue, the people were astonished at his learning, but they referred to him as the son of Joseph, a carpenter. We can imagine the scene when the Holy Family went to the temple 40 days after the birth of our Lord, hidden from all eyes. They are entering into the temple to offer the ritual sacrifice, to restore her purity and buy back her son from God, like other new mothers of the chosen people. This turns out to be the occasion of the fulfillment of other prophecies. In 587 BC, the Jewish nation was destroyed for a second time. And this time their conquerors, the Babylonians, wanted it to be definitive. They destroyed the temple built by Solomon and forced all the Jewish people into exile. After 70 years, the people were released from captivity and they tried to rebuild their temple. However, many were disappointed that this second temple could not be as beautiful as the first. It is at this time that the prophet Haggai recorded a prophecy that God gave to his people, encouraging them that the desired of all nations would come to them and would fill this house with glory. Great would be the glory of this last house more than that of the first. And in this house I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. It is the fulfillment of this prophecy from Haggai chapter 2 verses 1 to 9 that we commemorate today. Mary, the living ark of the new covenant, carried our Lord, the desired of all the nations, into the temple, filling it with the glory of the Lord. God has taken possession of his temple. He is the Son of truth and justice. He carries in his veins the blood that will be sacrificed once and for all, so that the old covenant can be abrogated and the new one set in its place. Just as at the birth of our Lord, the shepherds and the magi were witnesses, here in the temple, we have Simeon the priest. Prompted by the Holy Spirit, he was aware of the fulfillment of this prophecy at this moment. Therefore, he knew to approach the Holy Family in the crowd of people present there. Realizing the great moment of which he was witness, when he took the child Jesus into his arms, he sang, "Lord, now let thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. Because my eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to the revelation of the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people, Israel." Our Lord came to establish peace between heaven and earth by shedding his blood at Calvary, just outside Jerusalem. Here he comes for the first time to show those of his people who are attentive that they have only a little longer to wait. The lesson from the presentation of our Lord in the temple for us is that of our belonging entirely to God. We owe him complete submission and should do all things for him. Everything we have, all our actions, should be directed to him. This should be the structure of our life. The lesson from the purification of Our Lady is that of her humility. The example of she who is without sin offering two sacrifices, one for the Holocaust and the other as a sin offering, is for us. She who is full of grace follows the prescriptions of God's law perfectly. She who is free of sin offers a tribute to God for her state of sanctity. It is in honor of our Lord, the light of the world, the light to the Gentiles, that this day is also called Candlemas. It is in honor of this light that we had a procession while holding candles blessed at the altar. The wax of the candle symbolizes the pure body of our Lord, the wick his soul, and the flame his divinity. The very first such procession bearing the light of the Gentiles was made by Saint Joseph Our Lady, the priest Simeon, and the prophetess Anna, who was also present at the temple in Jerusalem. Today we have an occasion to be with the Holy Family when we commemorate the purification of Our Lady in the temple. With candles symbolizing the same light of the world, we accompany the Holy Family in a procession into the temple. Jesus has said that we too are to be the light of the world. He has cautioned us that we are not to hide this candle under a bushel basket, but place it on a lampstand, that it may light up the whole house. Just as the bees worked patiently, going from flower to flower, collecting nectar and making sweet honey and soft wax, we too will be able to profit from every task, from every occasion, be it joyful or sorrowful, that presents itself to us in the course of the day, and transform everything into acts of love and works of zeal. In this light, let us not hesitate ourselves to turn to the Holy Family every day. Let us renew our consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Our Lady and the purest heart of Saint Joseph, so that they can teach us to give ourselves completely to the Sacred Heart of our Lord. Our Lady will help us also to make our own fiat to God and to accept all that is willed for us by divine providence. The light of the Gentiles is the Sun of truth and justice. He will illuminate the darkness in our souls and allow us to identify all in it that is not of God. As Saint Augustine says, self-knowledge is the first step to sanctity. Then, just like the Holy Family, we can submit to the precepts of God in obedience, seeking thereby to be purified of the stain of the sin of our first parents committed in the Garden of Eden. It was by the disobedience of Eve that sin and death entered the world. It is by the obedience of Mary that the Lord of life came to restore it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.